Shack's notorious for this. And you show up at the cash register, I want to buy these batteries, and here's my $4. And they say, and what's your name and zip code? I said, you don't have to know that.
And if that's for your name?
Well, what they want to put you on a mailing list.
Yeah.
It's that innocent. But the fact of the matter is, it's a cash transaction, and they don't need to know.
What is this?
Any transaction where they want information, they're harvesting information on your buying habits. It's just like when you go to the grocery store, what's your user card?
Target is when you're pregnant.
We'll give you 10% discount if you tell us your user card. Well, what they're also doing is they're tracking what you buy.
What is?
That's what those cards are for. Grocery store cards are for marketing.
The quid pro quo is your privacy for a 10% discount. But there's some people that they don't even ask. I mean, when you have a cash transaction, and they say, well, I need to know your name, address, and zip code.
No, what is?
No, you don't.
Is it
a... Do you need any more photo material?
We'll see.
Is it just over $100 in cash?
What is the what?
Is it over $100 in cash?
No, this was anything. This is like $4 for batteries.
There was a law passed last year that all cash purchases over $100, they require a CID. Because it's for counterfeiting.
Yeah, that
guy. What would they compare it to? What would they compare it to?
Bought like profit.
If you're paying $100
in cash, they want to see that.
Do they record your name?
They're like our associates have to like CID and like write a name.
I think that's not legal.
I know 10,000 is when you transfer more than 10,000 between banks, it has to be documented. You can't go around the $10,000 cash transfer.
No, it's like a retail thing with.